In the State House candidate debate, Juneau Democrat Justin Parrish peppered incumbent Republican Representative Kathy Munoz with jab after jab. Challenger's criticism was mostly over the last legislature's failure to adopt a sustainable fiscal plan amid multi-billion dollar revenue shortfalls and Munoz's membership in the Republican-led House majority.
We need a balanced fiscal plan, yes. We need a legislature that works for us, and I haven't seen that with the current majority, which my opponent has upheld.
That was Justin Parrish's first of many jabs at Kathy Munoz in Thursday's debate for House District 34. Munoz countered repeatedly with a mix of the legislative record and her role in it. Her explanation for why Governor Bill Walker's cornerstone budget legislation failed was characteristic of the night. Senate Bill 128 tried to divert a big chunk of the permanent fund's investment earnings to government operations. It would have significantly reduced the state's revenue shortfall, but also reduced the value of permanent fund dividends.
It passed the Senate. It came to the House. It was in House Finance. There were five of us that supported it. Six did not. Two Democrats, four Republicans. You know, that was a failure on six legislators not to vote in favor of moving that legislation. It was a key piece of the fiscal plan, and it needed to go forward.
Here's the feistiest exchange of the night, edited down for length.
I'd like to quickly observe that the majority to which you've belonged for the last few years has been pretty willing to throw Juneau under the bus. From 2009 to 2015, we had more than 100 state jobs move from Juneau to Anchorage. We had how many tens of millions spent on the Legislative Information Office in Anchorage and then buying the Wells Fargo building once that lease was declared illegal. I'm confident that if you elect me and a few others like me, we will have a pragmatic majority in the state, which will be bipartisan.
Ms. Munoz, I assume you have.
Well, first of all, you know, it's just not true. I mean, look at all of the great projects that we have gotten funded, that the state capitol renovation, that's a major investment in the community of Juneau and the state capitol. You know, the Fish and Game building in Douglas, the Department of Labor building, the Father Cachavara facility, that's a $135 million project. I mean, we couldn't have done it without the support of the majority.
Munoz added that earlier this year, there were rumors that the head of the Alaska Department of Education wanted to move her office to Anchorage. Munoz said she worked with the other Juneau legislators and the governor to turn it around. The biggest audience reaction of the night came from this question, posed by moderator and Juneau Empire Statehouse reporter James Brooks.
Who do you support for president? Ms. Munoz will let you lead off. Yes.
Governor Pence.
And Mr. Parrish.
I supported Senator Sanders. Now I'm supporting Secretary Clinton.
Parrish and Munoz did agree on several major policy points. Both said establishing a sustainable budget was a top priority. Both said they would support establishing a state income tax. Both expressed support for maintaining and upgrading the Alaska Marine Highway System. The debate was put together by Juneau Votes, KTOO, and the Juneau Empire, and held at the University of Alaska Southeast. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.